SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is threatening to seize Iran's main oil terminal in the Persian Gulf.
Trump has told the Financial Times the U.S. has, quote, a lot of options and that troops could stay on the island for a while. Iran has threatened to mine the Persian Gulf if its territory is invaded. The U.S. and Israel kept up attacks on Iran, even as early ceasefire talks showed some progress. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One Sunday, Trump said the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran both directly and indirectly.
We're doing extremely well in that negotiation, but you never know with Iran because we negotiate with them and then we always have to blow them up.
Trump also said Iran has agreed to let 20 oil ships pass through the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Homeland Security budget impasse in Congress has seen thousands of TSA officers go without pay for more than a month. Hundreds of those airport security officers have quit. Some relief is on the way, thanks to President Trump. His executive order means that paychecks will start going out as soon as today. Senator Tom Cotton says the budget standoff has gone on for way too long.
The Democrats continue to blockade that funding. That's why you see long lines at the airports. We've got our Coast Guard shut down, we are steadily draining resources from immigration enforcement as well. So we might have to use reconciliation, the fast-track budget procedure, to fund the Department of Homeland Security, too.
The Arkansas Republican on the Salem Radio Network, President Trump ordered ICE agents to help with security at the airports, and at some of those airports, the delays are starting to ease a bit. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 274 points, while the Nasdaq is down 4 points. The S&P trading 15 points higher. This is SRN News. A Methodist agency endorses sex change operations for youngsters.
Bishop Julius Trimble is head of the United Methodist Church's General Board of Church and Society. In an article, he condemns states that are passing bans on sex change operations on kids, saying, quote, as United Methodists, we are called to stand with transgender people, rejecting laws that allow politicians to dictate their health care decisions. Trimble is urging UMC members to support Democratic legislation to overturn the sex change bans. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge in Georgia has granted a bond of just $1 for a murder charge faced by a woman who's accused by police of taking pills to induce an illegal abortion. Superior Court Judge Stephen Blackerby said during a bond hearing for Alexa Moore that it's going to be a hard charge to convict upon. Local police took the 31-year-old Moore into custody on the 4th of this month. This is SRN News. This year's men's NCAA basketball tournament is down to its last participants.
The Final Four is set. Illinois will face UConn, and Michigan will take on Arizona next Saturday. The Arizona-Michigan game is a matchup of top seeds. UConn, after a 19-point comeback for a 73-72 win over Duke, is seeded second and will play number 3 seed Illinois. The Huskies beat Duke with a 3-pointer from the logo with 0.4 seconds left by Braylon Mullins, who grew up just outside of Indianapolis. Arizona is the early favorite to take the title game next Monday in Indianapolis, according to BetMGM Sportsbook, followed closely by Michigan. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Hundreds of workers at one of the U.S. Navy's largest shipbuilding contractors have voted to approve a contract deal with Bath Iron Works. The vote of approval over the weekend ended a week-long strike. More details at srnnews.com.